So I already mentioned that my name is Dave, and that I already mentioned that we're glad that you're here this morning, and we're getting ready to start. Today we start a new series, a new sermon series that is called A Lamp Unto My Feet, or My Path, A Lamp Unto My Path. And this is a reference to God's Word guiding us. So the question that some might ask is, what does the Bible have to say to us today? Isn't it an out-of-date book of archaic or old ideas and stories? Now, yes, it is true that the 66 different books of the Bible were written to different people at different times. But Christians also believe that it was inspired by God and holds eternal truths that can be applied to our lives today. In other words, it is trustworthy and relevant to our present circumstances. It was given to an ancient audience, but is also given to us in the present. So keeping this in mind, Christ Church begins each year by encouraging people to choose a verse, a year verse, or a Bible text. And the concept of a year verse is the idea that God speaks to us through the Bible, and then we can take an ancient text and apply its timeless principles to our lives and current circumstances. And we specifically do this with a verse that is meaningful to us personally and that we want to be our focus of the new year. So that verse becomes a reminder, a guide, and a source of hope, comfort, and strength. And as we said last year when we did a similar series, it becomes an anchor for the soul. So my search for a year verse, I was led to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. And this morning I would like to talk about its original meaning, its timeless principles, and how it could be applied to my life and to yours. So let's read it together. Hebrews 12, 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. So the first image that this verse gives us is of a great cloud of witnesses. And this refers to the prior chapter, to Hebrews chapter 11, that it's often referred to as the Hall of Fame of the Faith, because it gives a summary of all the great people of faith throughout the biblical narrative of the Old Testament. In a sense, Hebrews 12:1 is encouraging its audience to keep in mind and to be inspired by the great people of faith from history. This is the great cloud of witnesses. The Jewish audience to the book of Hebrews that would have first received this letter would have known very well each one of these famous people of faith named earlier. People like Abraham, Moses, like King David, and many others. It would have been a clear reminder that the faith of these leaders was not in vain and that it foreshadowed the coming Messiah, who we know was and is Jesus Christ. So what is the main message of Hebrews 12:1? It's clear that this verse is challenging its listeners to run their race or to live their lives with perseverance. And in order to do this well, they must do a few things. First, they must get rid of everything that hinders and entangles them. Specifically, anything that holds them back or slows them down or keeps them from persevering. So when I read this verse, I imagine a giant backpack. What? You'll find out what's in it here in a moment, but I imagine a giant backpack like those used by backpackers throughout the world. When we lived in Argentina, many of them would come to our province to travel through the mountains and through the regional valleys that are known for their majesty and their beauty. And their backpacks were so full and heavy that they looked like penguins trying to walk around. They would walk around like this. because that was the only way they could move with these enormous backpacks and all the important things that they brought with them. They were unable to move easily and definitely could not run with their packs. They would have to lighten their load in order to move freely and to be able to run. But if we think about it, we also live our lives this way. Each person has a backpack. And that backpack carries our accumulated struggles and burdens. Hebrews 12:1 is encouraging its listeners to get rid of whatever hinders them. This is anything from one's life experiences that is impairing them or causing pain. It could be difficult memories of failures, traumatic experiences, or even current relationships that need to change or that are toxic. It is anything that keeps runners from running their race. Now, I've seen numerous people lighten their loads throughout my life, throughout working with people, as a counselor, as a pastor. And I've seen those people find freedom when they're able to face hard things they discover in their backpacks. This is not easy, but facing them is the first step. Now, the other thing to take out of the backpack is our sin patterns, the sin that so easily entangles, our moral failings that go against God's commands to love God and love others, what causes damage to us, to others, and even the world that we live in. These sins also prevent us from having freedom to run the race marked out for us. They weigh us down. They distract us from better things and often bring great guilt and shame as we recognize their negative impact. Now, we might think normally of criminal acts like theft, violence, or fraud when we think of sin, but it's important to remember that sin starts in the heart and lives in the mind before it becomes a visible action. And the most common sins are pride, selfishness, hate, and apathy towards those in need. These sins of the heart prevent us from running our race well. They weigh us down. Now, the good news is that Jesus addressed this problem of our sin. He addressed it by dying on the cross for us. And this gives us access to true victory over these problems, but it requires us to confess them and seek the forgiveness that is freely offered to us in Jesus. Now, right now, I want to take a moment to do an activity, and I need two or three young volunteers. And this morning, I prefer young people that would normally be in Wonderland. So I see one hand of a volunteer. Is there another young volunteer that could help, another one or two? Sophie, you can go ahead and come up. Samantha, if you'd like to come up. Is there one other young volunteer? And if you are not in Wonderland, but you are, well, somebody might be coming, our third volunteer. And Huli, you can come too? All right. So this is what I need. I need you guys to test out this backpack right here. You need to go on a short trip to school. And I need you to lift up that backpack and let me know if it's worth taking this backpack to school. Who would like to try first?
Juli, ¿quieres levantar la mochila? No?
Okay. All right. That might be the best method. Está bien, no hay problema. Isabel, could you try to lift that up?
Wait,
hold on.
There's something in here.
Hold on, okay.
There's something heavy in here.
Okay, So the question is, Isabel, could you? All right, maybe we should have practiced this. Samantha, do you want to try the backpack? Okay. How far do you think you can make it with that backpack? Nowhere. No. Okay.
It's too heavy.
Sophie, do you want to try? Okay. Sophie? I don't know. Okay. All right. Do you think you can make it very far, Sophie?
No.
Okay. So why can you not go very far with this backpack? It's heavy. The backpack is too heavy. Could you run with this backpack?
Maybe.
Let me be honest. I brought this backpack from home just a few blocks away this morning, and my back was hurting a little bit by the time I made it here. This backpack is too heavy. So what do we need to do?
Bonnet.
No.
Put something in there out.
What do you think's in this backpack?
Brick.
Okay, they're guessing there's bricks, but there's only one way to find out what's inside the backpack. Let's open it up and see what's in here. Willy, ¿quieres abrir la mochila? ¿Queremos ver lo que está adentro? No? Okay, no hay problema. Okay. Isabel's going to open up, and let's see what's inside this backpack.
Why do you have my roller skates in here?
What's in here? So we have a bag of yerba. A roller skate, a weight.
Is that a hammer?
Be careful.
It's a hammer.
A big book.
Wait,
and
this
book.
And
yerba.
Another big book.
Okay, so here's a question. Well, you can set those down. You can set those things down.
I thought I heard bricks.
Are those things that we need?
No.
If we were going to school?
No.
Well, no?
Well, you need books.
We need books? Okay,
yeah.
Samantha, do we need all these things?
No.
No. So maybe we're carrying more weight than we actually need.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. So now we've taken all those things out. Who would like to try the backpack now?
Me.
All right, Isabel. You want to try the backpack?
That's like nothing.
How's it
feel? It's nothing now.
It's nothing.
Yes, nothing.
You think you could go far with the backpack? Could you run?
Yes.
Okay.
I could go all the way home.
All right. That was an easy solution. Okay. Well, thank you, volunteers. You can go ahead and have a seat. You can have a seat. Let's give an applause for our volunteers. And I will put this microphone back. So it was obvious that it's hard to run with perseverance, carrying a heavy load and a heavy backpack. And sometimes, some of the things that we're carrying with us are not necessary, right? We probably don't need a weight or gigantic books or a hammer for where we're going. So if we empty our backpacks of the things that hinder us and the sin patterns that weigh us down, we will be ready to run. We'll be ready to run with perseverance. So what is the race that is marked out for us? This race represents the life that we have to live. It's today, it's tomorrow, and the years of life that God gives us. And we could say that it's 2024. And what God has for us in this year, this is a race. But we're not trying to compete against other people. The goal is to run well with perseverance and to finish well. And that means running free from anything that could hinder us and to live out what God has called us to do and to be. So why did I choose this verse as my year verse? Some might think that I chose it, if you know me, because I have a marathon or another race that I'm hoping to do. The truth is I have no races on my calendar for this year, and it's possible that I do not run any races this year. However, I do look at the 12 months of 2024 as a race that I would like to run with perseverance, and I would like to run freely, and that means facing hard things that I might be carrying around. So I'll be looking at my backpack and evaluating what I am carrying with me, and I know that there are areas where I need maybe some healing, or perhaps I need to let go of some frustration or to forgive people in my life. And that can be a heavy weight, but I want to face the hard things in me. Also, I want to look at and confront any harmful patterns that I might have that negatively impact my life and others. And I can say with certainty that there are times when I respond maybe with more with frustration or with anger instead of with patience. And there are times when maybe I act, not maybe, I do act out of selfishness instead of love for God and others. And this will not allow me to run well. And it will not allow me to be present with the people that God has put in my life. So this is my year verse, because I'm committed to growing in humility and letting God make changes in my life so that I can live and love more freely and embrace the purpose God has for me. So that's me. But how about you? How is your backpack? Is it heavy and overloaded like this ridiculous backpack that I brought this morning? Or is it light and are you running free? Are there some hard things inside you that you do not want anyone to see, including maybe you don't even let yourself see them? God is inviting you to lighten your load and to run free. And here are a few steps to do this. First step is to have the courage and faith to face the hard things you are carrying. Now, this means deciding that you're going to do the hard work of examining yourself with the hope that God will set you free. That's the first step, having courage and faith. The second step is to determine what is weighing you down as you look inside. Just like we looked inside this backpack and we found a lot of ridiculous things that we shouldn't carry, this means discovering the things that we need to dispose of. It involves feeling some deep emotions that could be uncomfortable and deciding that you will find the way to take those things from your backpack. And the third step is to throw off what is hindering or entangling you. You do this normally by forgiving others, grieving losses, facing the past, and sometimes asking for forgiveness of God and others when necessary. We do this by seeking help to make positive changes in our lives. Sometimes we get out of harmful situations. Other times we commit to changing how we treat people. But it always requires honesty before God, ourselves, and others. And the final step, step four, is learn to face life one day at a time as you experience a process of increasing freedom. You will be amazed by what God can do when you open your life to his work in you. It can be hard and challenging, but true transformation can take place. As some people say, trust the process. It will probably take time, but it's worth it. So if you feel like you've been overwhelmed in the race of life, or maybe you felt alone or abandoned, I want to remind you this morning that God is your Heavenly Father. And he is watching over you and is ready to provide for you in your time of need. So will you trust him? That's the question for this morning. Will you trust him? You will not run alone. So to illustrate that, I would like to share a video that to me shows God's love for us, the love of a Heavenly Father. And there'll be a moment I'll explain the background as you get the video ready. Derek Redmond was an Olympic athlete who ran the 400-meter race for Great Britain. And he was a world champion runner, but had never won a medal in the Olympics. He'd suffered many injuries during his career, and by 1992, he had had seven different surgeries during his career. However, it seemed that in 1992, at the Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, Derek would finally be able to achieve his dream of winning the medal in the Olympics. He had trained his entire life for this moment. And Derek, at the Olympics, he started out well. In the first two races, the preliminaries, he ran very well. But in the semifinal race, he had an unexpected problem. And if we don't have the video, that's okay. I can just, oh, we do have it. So watch what happened at this race, what happened with Derek. I love this video. The video shows the love of a father and his commitment to his son. And it also shows the heartbreak and anguish of a young man having his dreams shattered by tragic circumstances. Have you felt that way before? Disappointed, devastated, and in shock in the race of life? Derek did not give up. He wanted to finish the race, but he could not do it alone. It was impossible. He needed his dad. And you know, we're the same, like Derek. I don't know your personal heartbreak or your disappointments, but I'm convinced that you cannot finish this race alone. You need the strength, love, and presence of a loving Heavenly Father. Will you let Him run with you? Will you let Him help you? Just like this father was watching from the stands, watching his son with love, when he needed him, he left the stands. He ignored the officials, told them to get out of the way, and he helped his son finish the race. God, our Heavenly Father, is available to help you throw off all that hinders and entangles you if we will let Him, His strength, guide you and help you move forward into deeper freedom and deeper peace. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You are here watching right now. You see our hearts and You know our stories and You know the burdens we are carrying. You know what is in our backpacks. God, I just pray right now that you would begin a process in unloading things that we're carrying. Work a process of bringing healing to our hurts and our pains. And if we need to say that we're sorry or ask for forgiveness, I pray that we would, that you would help us do that. Give us courage. And I pray that you would lighten the load and give us greater freedom so that we can do the things to live freely and we can do the things that you have for us to do. Above all, to love well, to love you and to love others. And I pray that if we are blindsided or we are hit with an unexpected problem or challenge, like that runner, I pray that we would cry out to you and we would see you running to help us. Running to help us persevere and finish the race. Show us that you're near. Show us that you're for us. And come and hold us up so we can keep moving forward. God, give us patience in this process. Give us patience in running, and give us patience in healing as well. And I pray for this community that 2024 would be a year of greater freedom. It'd be a year of running well with perseverance, and it'd be a year of great blessing, great blessings that come from you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is our prayer for each one of you in 2024.